This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Happy fucking almost Valentine's Day, everybody.
Almost.
It's that time of year again.
Yeah.
You know, where love is in the air and so are the disastrous gifts.
Oh, yeah. The gifts that make you question if Cupid was aiming for a dumpster fire.
Seriously. Some of the shit people come up with, it's like they're trying to sabotage their own relationships.
Well, you know what I think? I think these gift fails are like a giant flashing neon sign that screams, I don't know my partner at all.
Oh, absolutely. It's like they put zero thought or effort into it. And it's not even about the money. It's about the thoughtlessness, the complete disregard for the other person's feelings.
Right. It's like they think a gift card to Home Depot is the key to a woman's heart.
Oh, God. No.
Just no.
We're going to be diving deep into some of the most epic Valentine's Day gift disasters we found online. We're talking gym memberships as romantic gestures.
Oh, my God.
Half-eaten boxes of chocolates and even a freaking frozen steak.
It's unreal. How do people manage to screw this up so badly?
I don't know, but we're going to find out. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be a wild ride.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, let's kick things off with the gym membership gift. Mm-hmm. This gem comes from a Reddit user who got a gym membership from their partner.
Okay.
Girl feet with a diet plan and a note about becoming the best version of yourself. I mean, what the actual fuck?
Seriously, you got to be kidding me.
Nope. Not kidding. It's real. And it's just the tip of the iceberg.
I can already tell this is going to be good.
Oh, it gets so much worse. But before we go any further, I think we need to address the elephant in the room. Why are gym memberships such a terrible Valentine's Day gift?
Well, for starters, it's like saying, hey, I love you, but you could stand to lose a few pounds.
Right. It's not exactly the most romantic message.
Exactly. It's insensitive, it's thoughtless, and it shows a complete lack of understanding of what Valentine's Day is all about.
Which is?
Celebrating your love and appreciation for your partner.
Okay, so a gym membership's a big no-no.
Absolutely. Unless your partner specifically asks for it.
Good point. All right, what's next on our list of dumpster fire gifts?
This one involves the fine art of re-gifting, which, let's be honest, can be a minefield even when done right.
Totally. But this story, it's a total shit show.
Mm-hmm.
This dude gave his girlfriend the same perfume.
Hold up.
That he gave his ex the year before.
No way.
Yeah. And get this, he actually admitted it.
The audacity.
Right. It's like he didn't even try to hide it.
Okay, that's just lazy and disrespectful. It's like he's saying, hey, you're basically interchangeable with my ex. Hope you enjoy her signature scent.
Seriously. What was he thinking?
I don't know. But I can tell you this re-gifting can work. But you have to be smart about it.
Okay, how do you re-gift without being a total asshole?
First of all, make sure the gift is actually something your partner would love. And that it has no baggage attached.
Like an ex's perfume.
Exactly. And for the love of all that is holy, don't re-gift something that's clearly been used or opened.
Like a half-eaten box of chocolates.
You're catching on.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the hang of this re-gifting thing.
Yeah.
But just to be safe, I'm going to stick to buying new gifts.
Probably a good idea. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Hit me with it.
This one is truly terrifying. We're talking about a DIY disaster that will haunt your dream.
DIY disaster? Oh, God. What is it?
This guy decided to get all crafty and make his girlfriend a special gift. A life-size papier-mâché bust of his own head.
A papier-mâché head.
Yep. And we're not talking about a cute artsy version. Think lumpy, misshapen.
Oh, God.
And utterly nightmare-inducing.
I'm gonna have nightmares now.
Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, the effort is there, I guess, but the execution is just...
horrifying.
Yeah, pretty much. Who looks at a lump of papier-mâché and thinks, ah, yes, this is the epitome of romance?
Seriously. Sometimes simple is better. A heartfelt card, a beautiful bouquet...
or a nice bottle of wine.
Exactly. Don't overcomplicate it with creepy DIY projects.
All right, noted. No creepy DIY gifts.
Right, yeah.
We've talked about gifts that are insulting, thoughtless, and nightmare-inducing. What's next?
Now let's tackle the it's the thought that counts bullshit.
Because sometimes there's just no thought whatsoever.
Exactly. Take, for example, the guy who gave his girlfriend a goldfish in a plastic bag.
A goldfish in a bag.
No cute little aquarium. Not even a bowl. Just a bag of water with a confused fish swimming around.
Okay. That's just lazy. It's like he grabbed the first living thing he saw at the pet store on his way home from work.
Pretty much. It's the equivalent of saying, I remembered it was Valentine's Day at the last minute, so I grabbed this.
Oh, God, I could just imagine the look on her face.
Yeah, not exactly the romantic gesture he was probably going for.
So what's the takeaway here?
There's a difference between a well-intentioned but poorly executed gift.
Like the papier-mâché head.
Yeah, and a gift that shows you just don't give a shit. Like the goldfish in a bag.
So choose your gifts wisely.
Exactly. Because even if you think it's the thought that counts.
Sometimes there's just no thought there at all.
True, thanks, eh? All right, what's the next train wreck on our list?
Oh, this one's a doozy. We're talking about a Valentine's Day breakup card.
You mean like a card that says, Happy Valentine's Day, I'm breaking up with you?
Pretty much. This guy
What?
couldn't even be bothered to break up with his girlfriend in person.
What a coward.
Seriously, it's the ultimate act of disrespect.
I agree. Breaking up is never easy, but there are ways to do it with some decency and respect.
A generic greeting card is not one of them.
Nope. Not even close. Right, let's move on before I get too riled up.
Okay, next up, we have a gift that takes the cake for sheer self-centeredness.
Oh, God. This is gonna be
This
good.
guy gave his girlfriend a beautifully wrapped present,
Okay, I'm intrigued.
which she excitedly opened to find a
Yeah.
PlayStation controller for him.
Wait, what?
You heard that right? A PlayStation controller for him. His reasoning. Now we can spend more time together while I play.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Yeah.
It's like he's saying your happiness is irrelevant. All that matters is that I get my game on.
That's
I
unbelievable.
know, it's mind-bogglingly selfish.
This is why we're doing this deep dive, people, to learn from the mistakes of others.
So you don't end up single on Valentine's Day.
Exactly. All right, let's wrap things up with one last disaster.
Hit me with it.
This one perfectly sums up why appliances are never romantic.
Appliances. What kind of appliance are we talking about here?
A vacuum cleaner.
He gave his wife a vacuum cleaner for Valentine's Day.
Yep. It's like he's saying, your job is to keep this house spotless.
Oh, hell no. That's not romantic. That's just insulting.
Exactly. Valentine's Day is about celebrating your love.
Not reminding your partner of their chores.
Right. A vacuum cleaner is the ultimate thoughtless gift.
So what have we learned today?
Gift giving should be about effort, empathy, and understanding what your partner actually likes.
Don't be a lazy asshole.
Basically, put in some goddamn effort, people. It doesn't have to be about expensive jewelry or lavish vacations.
But it should be about showing your partner that you actually give a damn.
Preach. So there you have it, folks, a crash course in Valentine's Day gift disasters.
We'll be right back with more disastrous gift choices and some real talk about how to avoid becoming a Valentine's Day villain.
Stay tuned. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, we were talking about the guy who proposed with a plastic ring from a vending machine.
What the actual fuck? Seriously, who proposes with a temporary ring? What is this? A goddamn joke?
It's like he went to the dollar store, grabbed the cheapest thing he could find, and slapped a will you on it. Zero effort, zero romance, just pure laziness and a whole lot of disrespect.
And let's not forget the let's see how things go line. It's like he's offering a probationary period for their love. If you're not sure, don't fucking propose. Get your shit together, figure out your feelings, and then maybe, just maybe, you'll be worthy of putting a real ring on someone's finger.
Okay. Deep breaths. Let's move on to some other honorable mentions from our list of Valentine's Day disasters. These are the gifts that are so bad, they almost defy explanation.
Like what? Hit me with it.
Okay, how about this? The guy who gave his partner a pack of gum because she always asks for one.
A pack of gum. That's it. I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, but still.
It's the epitome of thoughtlessness. It's a gift that screams, I put zero effort into this, and I don't really care about your feelings.
Okay, but hold on a second. I actually kind of get this one. It might be thoughtless in some ways, but maybe it's his way of showing he pays attention to the little things. I mean,
Yeah.
at least he remembered something she likes, right?
Come on, a tack of gum. That's the bare minimum. It's not about remembering she likes gum. It's about making an effort to show her you care on a special occasion.
Okay, I see your point. It's not exactly romantic, but still, I think there are worse gifts out there, like a lot worse.
Fair enough. But let's not forget about the classic breakup text, because nothing says I love you like ending a relationship via a poorly written message on your phone.
Ugh, that's just brutal. It's the ultimate act of cowardice and disrespect. If
Yep.
you're gonna end things, at least have the balls to do it in person. Don't be a spineless little shit hiding behind your phone screen.
Exactly. Breaking up with someone is never easy, but there are ways to do it with decency and compassion. A text message is not one of them.
Okay. Enough about breakups. Let's get back to the gifts.
All right, this next one is another food-related fail, and it's a doozy. We're talking about a box of chocolates.
Oh, yeah, chocolate. What's wrong with that?
Filled with raisins.
Raisins. Who the hell does that? Who replaces delicious decadent chocolate with dried up little grapes? It's an
But it's a
abomination.
betrayal of trust. It's like opening a treasure chest and finding a pile of dirt.
Okay. But maybe he's just trying to be healthy. Like, hey, babe, I know you love chocolate, but I care about your health. So here are some raisins instead.
Don't be ridiculous. Valentine's Day is not the time for healthy substitutions. It's a day to indulge, to enjoy the good stuff. Raisins are not the good stuff.
Fine, fine. You win. Raisins are the devil's candy.
Yeah.
But I still think there are worse gifts out there. Like, what about the guy who gave his partner a single rose?
A single rose? That's not so bad.
Stolen from a restaurant centerpiece.
Oh, come on. Seriously, not only is he unwilling to buy a proper gift, but he's also stealing from a business. It's a double whammy of terrible behavior.
It's like he's saying, I'm too broke and too lazy to get you a real gift. So
Yeah.
here's this wilted flower I snatched while no one was looking.
The ultimate combination of cheapness and laziness. And speaking of laziness, let's not forget the ultimate act of narcissism, the framed picture
Yeah.
of
Oh,
himself.
hell no. That's just pure egotism. It's like he's saying, the best gift I could give you is me.
It's a complete lack of self-awareness and a clear indication that he's more in love with himself than with his partner.
Okay, I think we've roasted these clueless gift givers enough,
Yeah.
but let's be real for a second. We've all made some questionable choices in the past, right? I know I've given some pretty terrible gifts in my day.
Well, I'm perfect, so.
Oh, shut up.
Oh.
You're telling me you've never given a bad gift. Never.
Okay, maybe once or twice, but my intentions were always pure.
Sure. That's what they all say.
But seriously, the point is that we can all learn from these mistakes. Gift giving isn't about ticking a box or fulfilling an obligation. It's about making your partner feel loved and appreciated.
Okay, preach. So what's the secret to nailing Valentine's Day gifts?
It's not about spending a ton of money or going over the top. It's about being thoughtful, paying attention to your partner's interests, and choosing something that reflects your unique connection.
So ditch the generic crap, the last-minute gas station flowers, and the self-serving gifts that are really just for you.
Exactly. Instead, focus on creating a meaningful and memorable experience. It could be a romantic dinner, a weekend getaway, or even just a cozy night in with takeout and your favorite movie.
The key is to make it personal and show your partner that you truly care.
Absolutely. Put in some effort, people. A little thoughtfulness goes a long way.
Okay, so we've basically just waded through a sea of shitty Valentine's Day gifts.
It's like a gift-giving graveyard out there.
Seriously, some of these gifts are so bad, they deserve to be featured in a museum of relationship fails.
But hey, amidst all the wreckage, there's a valuable lesson here. Gifts are a powerful form of communication.
Yeah, they really are. They can either strengthen your bond or blow it to smithereens.
Exactly. They speak volumes about the giver, the receiver, and the state of the relationship itself.
So if you're not careful, your gift can become a relationship grenade.
True that. Before you rush out and grab the first heart-shaped monstrosity you see.
Take a minute to think about what you're really saying with that gift.
Because trust me, nothing kills the mood faster than a gift that screams, "I don't know you at all," or worse, "I only care about myself."
So what have we learned from these epic fails?
First and foremost, know your partner. What are their interests? What makes them feel loved and appreciated?
Right. Ditch the generic crap and think outside the box. Like, get creative.
And for the love of all that is holy, avoid anything that screams chore or obligation.
Yeah, a vacuum cleaner is not a love letter.
And neither is a gym membership unless your partner specifically asked for it.
Okay, so what are some actual gift ideas that won't land you in the doghouse?
All right, let's get those creative juices flowing. How about experiences? A concert, a cooking class, a weekend getaway, a hot air balloon ride, whatever floats your boat, literally.
I like where you're going with this.
Or how about something personalized? A custom piece of jewelry, a framed photo of a special memory, a handwritten letter expressing your love and appreciation.
Those are the kinds of gifts that people treasure forever.
Exactly. And remember, communication is key.
If you're not sure what your partner wants, just ask. Seriously, it's better to have an open and honest conversation than to guess and end up with a gift that lands you on the couch.
So as you navigate the minefield of Valentine's Day gift giving, keep these lessons in mind. Be thoughtful. Be creative, and most importantly, be genuine.
And if all else fails,
Remember?
chocolate and wine are always a solid bet.
Unless, of course, it's half-eaten chocolate or a bottle of wine you regifted from your ex.
In which case, you're on your own.
All right, lovebirds. That's a wrap on our deep dive into Valentine's Day gift disasters. Hopefully you've had a few laughs, learned from the mistakes of others.
And are now armed with the knowledge to avoid your own romantic apocalypse.
Remember, Valentine's Day doesn't have to be a stressful, commercialized nightmare. It's an opportunity to celebrate your love, connect with your partner,
and create some amazing memories together.
So go out there, be bold, be thoughtful, and most importantly, be yourselves.
And don't forget to share your own Valentine's Day horror stories or triumphs with us on social media using the hashtag, #giftfail, or #giftwin.
We want to hear all about your cringeworthy encounters, your romantic successes,
and everything in between.
Until next time, remember, love is a battlefield, but it doesn't have to be a gift-giving graveyard.
Peace out.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.